website for the latest news on the best shows in the Flint Hills.
So, have you thought any more about it?
News Radio KMAN, we are back with In Focus. Jamie Ramsey is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Always a delight to have you in, and here you get to be over here in, you know, the main room. And
it's a thrill.
Isn't it, though?
Yep.
Yeah.
It is.
For those who don't get out very often, it's quite a thrill, isn't it, Jamie?
That is true.
Well, Jamie, as the director of the Riley County Senior Service Center, there's always seemingly so much that's going on there. You've got so many activities and new programs, too. Where do we start today?
Well, today we're going to talk about a fundraiser that we're doing. It's called our Giving Campaign. And we initially knew going into this fiscal year that we would have to do some fundraising that would look different than other years. Our sales, you know, our indoor sales, our fabric sales, all of that have been decreasing over the past 3 years. And so we knew we were going to do this in the fall. And then 3 weeks ago, we got hit with an extraordinary plumbing issue, as we all have had in our homes.
Everybody has experienced extraordinary plumbing issues.
And I use that. So yes. After about 4 or 5 days of numerous plumbers, we got it taken care of. New clean out valve in the back. I mean, it truly extraordinary. And so then that giving campaign becomes more important because we had not anticipated that expense. We did know, and we do budget for emergencies, facility kinds of repairs. The other thing that got us this year was our utility bills.
Mm. So everybody. We've experienced that in our homes too.
And so what we had budgeted for the year in the first three quarters, we're at 94%. So it just has all kind of come together. Everybody in our own lives have those years in which there are bumps. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing right now. Our goal is to raise $8,500. And so we're deep into that campaign. And the reason we do that is so that we can offer those programs.
Okay.
We've had a lot of people requesting that AARP Smart Driver course, which is coming up in November. And it's only going to be, they've shortened it, it's only going to be 4 hours. So November 9th, you can sign up for it, call down to the center. Usually we take programming in November, like the 1st of November.
So. Does it include how to negotiate roundabouts? Trick question.
I go through a roundabout, and there is, it's not unusual to see someone coming through the wrong way.
Yes, it does, yeah.
And that's either a young person or an old person.
You know, there's some truth to that.
Because you think of the kids who come in here to
you know,
from rural
to
areas. No.
Yeah.
But you usually only do that once, and then peer pressure really gets on you.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes open.
Okay.
Then we're going to do a kind of a holiday make and take desserts. Mm. And Megan Doherty from Extension is going to come help us with that. Really neat presentation on the hidden history of Kansas, and we having the author come, Adrian Zink. And it was put together by Claflin Books, Stormy Kennedy, and really some very interesting little tidbits in our history. So the author's going to talk about that, and they have an opportunity to ask questions and to add to that. Because we have a lot of people who have
a lot
living
of experiences,
history. Living history, absolutely.
When is this?
It is November 28th.
Okay.
And so that should be, hopefully everybody's got all of the, at least Thanksgiving over with.
What time is that?
And it will be at 1:30.
Oh, I could make that.
Oh, good. You should, because it sounds wonderful.
I love Kansas stuff, as you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to, for folks who are like what we call the arts, we're going to, build a gingerbread village.
A village.
We did this last year, and folks came, and we had the little gingerbread squares, mm-hmm. and then what they did was put them together, their little house, however they wanted to, and to decorate it. And then it was on display. So if you have an interest, don't want to do the whole thing yourself, but would like to come and construct a house, a gingerbread house, then please do. That's going to be in November. It's going to take them three days. Mm-hmm. So starting November 12th.
Do you have a train to run around the house?
It may get big enough this time. We did put lights through it.
Because I think I've got a little Christmas train.
A little? Well, you better bring it down. Oh. Because that would really be cute.
It would.
So we also have a group called the Center Singers. And they just come every Friday, and they just want to sing.
Hmm.
And so they will be having a kind of a holiday sing-along. And that'll be the 30th, so kind of right before we get really into the Christmas rush and people are busy, just to come and sing.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be fun.
Well, good.
Very important, Medicare Part D.
Yes.
Counseling. So if you want to go through your drug plan, you can make an appointment at the center on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We have two women who are very experienced with that. It's a good thing to do every year because those plans change in terms of what they cover and what they charge.
Okay.
So.
Looks like we have a call coming through, and hopefully it's not because I don't have a call screener today. It's just you and me.
I'm,
so if you can grab those headphones there right next to you. Let's
see if
we have someone with a question. Good morning. You're on In Focus with Jamie Ramsey.
What about signing up for the liver and onions lunch?
You know, you need to call down to the center, and they will sign you up for that. And it just periodically during the year, they ask, we serve liver and onions. And the cooks need an idea about how many.
Gotcha.
And it is.
Is that so they have enough onions?
Yeah, I hope. It's so they have enough. This is a big favor. We don't do it often.
Uh-huh.
But call down to the center, 537-4040, and tell them you want on that list. Okay?
Well, he's already dropped off here.
He's called. So he's calling.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it is. It's not one of my favorite meals. I wasn't raised on liver and onions.
You're going to miss me that day.
I
was raised on liver and onions too. A lot of other things, you know, that were not necessarily the regular cuts from the steers we butchered.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it is that's not one of mine, but they will line up for them.
I'm sure they will.
So I'm thinking it's a generational thing too.
There's some truth to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are the big things coming up. Want to encourage everybody. It doesn't necessarily have to be at the center. They can do it at a variety of places, Area Agency on Aging. But to have your Medicare Part D checked and make sure that your plan is covering what medications you take at the least amount of money.
All right.
So
you got a lot going on down there, don't you?
We do. We are busy. And mm-hmm. So we're good to go. And if you're so inclined, please make a donation to the center. We would much appreciate it.
Apparently, we have another quick call here. So back to the headphones. Quick question before we take a break. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning, but it's not a question. What I would like to say is thank you so much to Jamie. The contributions that she has made to our whole community over the years should be recognized every day. And I'm not sure that they are. As a community, we tend to take for granted what our social services directors do, and it's just not right. So I'm calling to say thank you, Jamie, for everything, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, that kind of catches me.
You get a little teary there.
Yeah, I am getting a little
teary. I don't have any Kleenexes, but I have some toilet paper over here if you need
that
to wipe
have
the
to
eyes.
Do it, but I so appreciate it. And to say that I do have... almost every day have folks come up and thank me. And so it's always good to hear. Always is good to hear.
And I bet you get that a lot. It's in some respects, it's one of those jobs where sometimes it seems thankless because you're doing so many things. But people do appreciate what you do. I know the community appreciates, you know, all those events and activities.
And I know that for older adults, they are very appreciative.
Yeah.
They're also quick to tell you when you didn't do your job.
Well, that's a good one to end out on,
well,
isn't it, Jamie?
It is.
It's a delight to have you in here this morning. We'll see you again, next month sometime?
Yes. Next month is our big annual meeting and Thanksgiving dinner, which I should have mentioned. And you can sign up for that Thanksgiving dinner. We only sell 100 tickets because of just the sheer ability to serve that many people.
And when do you have that on Thanksgiving Day or is that on the
it
day?
It is on the third Friday.
The third Friday. Okay. All right.
So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Jamie Ramsey at the Riley County Senior Center here on KMAN's In Focus. When we come back from our break, we'll talk Hogtoberfest with some folks from Meadowlark Hills and Bud Cox is here to talk about his part in that, too.
For planning, progress, and proven leadership, vote Dee McKee for Pottawatomie County Commissioner.
I'm Dee McKee, your current 1st District Commissioner. Safety, security, and development are key responsibilities of local government. I will give the time and